This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, a true American family farmer. I don't know that I have to define, well, maybe I do. Sometimes, as I think about the history of this program, how it got started, what it means to me and to others that are from the same background as I am, growing up around cows. I've been around cows all my life. I certainly, from the time I was old enough to be able to have a garden, I remember talking my father into letting me have a piece of the lawn so that I could grow vegetables. And then I worked on all the farms in my neighborhood as a youngster growing up, and I've had a farm all through my life. It has been one of the three prominent threads to my life. The radio business has been another, obviously my family. So these things are ingrained, and they all kind of fit together here on the American Family Farmer. We connect food, families, and the farm. And with each program, I try to select something that will be of interest and, more importantly, a help for you as you're handling, managing your small or medium-sized, whatever, but your family farm is what I want our focus to be. I'm not worried about the big ag people, the big advertisers. That's not something that concerns me here. That's anathema. There's plenty of ways for them to get their message out. This is not the place for that. And one of the reasons, when I look at the news this week, the focus that I have gotten this week from farms in Maine, there is a real concern environmentally about the integrity of crops and the existence of their farms themselves because of the forever chemicals that have been discovered in water and soil, polluting the crops, poisoning the food supply. If you don't know what a forever chemical is, they're usually names that you can't pronounce. They're acidically based. They are often referred to as PFAS and PFOS. These are pervasive in soils and waterways, not only in Maine, but all around the United States, because of the use of toxic biosludge fertilizers. And this is the reason that I get canceled from radio stations, because I talk about stuff like this, the chemicals that are in Monsanto products, Dow products, DuPont products, all the things that are good for perhaps making farming easier and you get more production. But what you're doing to the land is destroying it. If you're thinking about anything other than yourselves, then perhaps this means something to you. And no one can accuse me of being a wacko environmentalist. I certainly am not on the same page with a lot of the economic. For example, I think we should be drilling offshore to have our own independence when it comes to oil and gas. There are a lot of things that we ought to be doing that would make us much more of a secure country than we are. We're open for business. Everybody comes here, sells their stuff. And a lot of, frankly, these things that we're talking about, the toxins and the chemicals and things, come from other countries. I was looking at the story of Songbird Farm up in Maine. They were testing their soil and water, and that's why this thing had become a big deal. Their land had become so toxic, the family had to pull all of the things they had grown on their farm from local store shelves. The farmers at Songbird Farms, nervous their crops will be contaminated forever, that they won't be able to use the land anymore. I think you can clean the land up. I don't know the process, but I know a lot of small farmers are hesitant to test their soy because of the toxicity that could bankrupt their entire farm. And then the good farmers want to make sure their crops are safe to eat. And there are a lot of people I'm looking at some of the other farms that are up there, the story of some of the farms, and farmers who want to make sure their food is safe to consume and sell at their farm stand or farmers markets. Anyway, because of the influence of the big, like ChemChina and DuPont and all these big companies, the proliferation of these chemicals has been buried, literally and figuratively. The government has not addressed this. You know, Joe Biden this week in the State of the Union talks about the price that we pay for meat because there's only four processors in the country. Yep, that is one problem with our food supply. But the forever chemicals that are still being spread everywhere, sprayed, applied to the land, these things are still very much a part of the problem. And I think we'll address that to a point. We have some environmental advocates on the program this week to talk about manure. And I'll see whether I think, well, as we have the conversation, whether they're on target or whether they're a little overboard, because sometimes that happens. I want to call attention in the news section to some advertisements that are being seen, posters, billboards, that sort of thing, that have been paid for by ag supporters in a couple of counties in Wisconsin. The focus here, at least in this part of the world, is to connect people that are customers to the real farmers, the real food supply, and the posters and the educational thing that's going on in Wisconsin is aimed at getting the truth out about how food is grown and raised today. There is not one-size-all way to farm. Never has been. No two farms are the same. The land is different. The families that run the farm have different ways of looking at best management practices. But I do know that the country is really hungry for good food, meat, milk, vegetables, all that stuff. And we're not getting it. We know we're not getting it, except when you find local farmers, maybe some organic dairy people, organic vegetable people. The number of farmers and animals continue to be fewer every year because the big ag people are just pushing and making it, you know, they'll drive you out of business because they can produce milk, or they'll take a loss just to put everybody else out of business so they can have their 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 cow dairies. There's a lot of anti-ag rhetoric that's been part of things going on in Wisconsin. Because people don't, the misinformation is there, people don't understand the difference between those who are on small family farms and what they're growing versus the stuff that appears in many supermarkets that's crap from producers not only here but elsewhere around the world. So I'm all for supporting agriculture in Wisconsin and everywhere else, and I would hope that other people will pay attention. Maybe this kind of a campaign can be waged in other parts of the country. It would certainly be a great idea, an idea whose time has come. All right, so let's talk about what's going on in the world of manure disposal. That's really kind of the bottom line in our conversation today. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. If you take Calitrin at bedtime and go right to sleep, the first 90 minutes, rejuvenation and repair and regrowth, because the formula that Calitrin uses is aimed at natural repair for your body. When you've lost a lot of weight, your body needs to be repaired. It needs to regrow. It needs to have more muscle. And Calitrin supports and strengthens the lean muscle tissue in your body, makes it stronger and leaner, assisting your body in burning fats and sugars, resulting in continuing weight loss. That's why I'm on it, and I stay on it. The healing effects of collagen are well documented at their website, toploss.com. That's something that ought to be of interest to people who have lost weight and want to keep it off. And that's what it does. That's how Calitrin works. It supports weight loss and, more importantly, keeping that weight off. Savings right now, their 90-day supply, an 86% success rate. Right now, you buy one and you get one free. Or you buy three and you get three free. You buy 12 and you get 12 free. Whatever it is, it's there. They're there to support you. It's a powerful message on their website. So go check it out. And when you order, use the code DJV. That'll give you these BOGO deals and also no shipping charges. It's a wonderful way to support your body, support yourself, help yourself to weight loss success. Go to toploss.com. Get Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and support. Use the DJV code at checkout.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Back into our American Family Farmer program for the first weekend in March. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Adam Voskel, who is an attorney with the Midwest Environmental Advocacy Group. You are someone who I think really can speak to the issue. I was talking, I don't know if you heard me or not, about this, business of forever chemicals being not just fertilizer, but some of it gets into the manure as well. I know that this has been a subject of conversation, contemplation, controversy. So tell us about you first before we dig into the issue. What are your bona fides here, Adam?
Sure. Thanks so much for having me. As you said, my name is Adam Voskel. I'm a staff attorney at Midwest Environmental Advocates. We are a somewhat small nonprofit law firm based in Madison, Wisconsin, and despite our name, we tend to focus primarily on environmental law in the state. And within the environmental law sphere, obviously, agriculture comes into it quite a bit. And so we have a dedicated position to work on agriculture law and agricultural issues in Wisconsin and occasionally the broader Midwest. And so I am that attorney. I've been at MEA for just over 2.5 years at this point, and I've worked on agricultural issues at the local level in counties and towns across the state, as well as in litigation and up through the legislature, engaging in some lobbying work as well. And so certainly you touched on it a bit. You know, one of the big concerns and issues that we focus on a lot is chemicals and fertilizers and manure and their impact on surface and groundwater resources in our state and how those potential contaminants may affect communities downstream or down gradient or neighbors of operations that are spreading these contaminants on fields and leading to health impacts to water resources and drinking water.
One of the things that I think we need to address here is what's the difference. It's not all bad, but yet it sometimes is portrayed that way. So we'll get to that as we continue here. A little fresh air, literally and figuratively. Adam Voskel here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Before Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Back on the American Family Farmer. With a focus on the environment, management, manure management, Adam Bosco is from Midwest Environmental Advocates, basically a Wisconsin organization, but you can imagine how their research and their advocacy can affect farming not only in the Midwest, but all over the country. There have been a lot of people, in my estimation, Adam, who have misrepresented, misunderstood, misplaced, and basically misguided those who are interested in the environment and who, I can't name one farmer that I know who's not interested in making the environment the best it can be. It's good for business. It's good for everything and everybody. So the attacks that have come on the part of people, not necessarily, I'm not suggesting you, but I'm saying some of the environmental groups that don't really understand what farming is all about, and they see something and they glom onto it. For example, a business about these forever chemicals that come from the biosludge fertilizers, some people think that that's the same as manure. Because there are so few people in the country who actually have roots on the farm, many of the things that are said are distorted and, as I said, sort of misplaced. I didn't ask you whether you were a farm kid or not. You're from that neck of the woods where almost everybody has some connection to a farm.
Right. I am not personally a farm kid, but I'm from southern Wisconsin in a community where there are a number of farms, a few concentrated animal feeding operations, and it is an agricultural-based kind of region, but personally I did not grow up on a farm.
Okay. So you've just opened the floodgates, and you have just brought me into what I think is the real problem. The average family farmer is not the one who has a concentrating feeding operation, the mega dairies that have thousands and thousands and thousands of cows. They do exist in Wisconsin. They do exist in Maine. They exist in many states that were just family farm dairy states. Most of the concentration is down in the Southwest, California, Arizona, New Mexico, where you can see dozens of farms that have tens of thousands of cows that are living in squalor up to to crap in their, you know, they wallow and they have feedlots. They never get out into a pasture. The animals are mistreated. The fact that you can smell manure 10 miles down the road when you come into El Paso on Interstate 10 is an example of, in my mind, what we're talking about here. The problem on excess manure, contaminating drinking water and that sort of thing lays squarely on the shoulders of these huge agribusinesses. And I wonder if when you're talking to people or when you're working in an advocacy or just trying to help people, are you separating these two entities out?
Very, very much so. So the way that our law works in the state and even federally in the Clean Water Act, there's a specific designation for concentrated animal feeding operations, those mega dairies that you pointed out. And that tends to be where we focus a lot of our work, both because there are additional regulations and monitoring requirements that allow for better data and potentially more better practices that may, help or assist in preventing that contamination, but also because, as you noted, they are likely the cause of a lot of that contamination. And
right.
So in some of the regions of the state, we see dozens, there are counties in northeast Wisconsin that have 17 or 23 CAFOs all within a single county, and they're producing exceptionally more manure than the land is capable of taking up.
All right, so then we're going to talk about what to do with it in a manner of speaking as we go on here. Hold on. Adam Voskal is with us on the American Family Farmer. Another half hour coming right up.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United Nations stands up for Ukraine as their country is decimated by Russian soldiers. 141 countries voted in favor of a UN General Assembly resolution deploring Russia's aggression against Ukraine and demanding the immediate and complete withdrawal of all Russian forces from Ukrainian territory. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has a message for the Russian people.
We know many of you want no part of this war. You, like Ukrainians, like Americans, like people everywhere, want the same basic things. Good jobs, clean air and water, the chance to raise your kids in safe neighborhoods.
The January 6th committee says it has evidence that President Trump and his campaign tried to illegally obstruct Congress counting of electoral votes. The complaint was filed in California's Central District Court and includes depositions from top aides to Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As Russian violence continues in Ukraine, Vladimir Putin claims the reason is to remove Nazism in that country. Many are not buying the Russian propaganda and are taking action with their wallets.
European countries and supermarket chains have started banning Russian vodka to show their distaste for Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The government-controlled alcohol monopolies in Finland and Sweden were the first to ban liquor sourced from Russia on Monday, followed by the authorities in Norway on Tuesday. Major supermarket brands across the three Baltic states also banned Russian vodka. They went one step further and banned all goods originating from Russia as well. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
One lawmaker says we need further sanctions against the Kremlin. Republican Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas said last night that President Biden should cut off all oil sales from Russia, saying it would really give them a sting and shorten the length of the war. End quote. Traffic accidents jumped last year in America.
Early data from the National Safety Council says traffic deaths were up by 9% last year in the United States compared to 2020. The report saying more than 46,000 people died in motor vehicle-related incidents last year, and the group's president and CEO describing it as yet another wake-up call for this country. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's move back into our discussion focus here. I'm Doug Steffen with Adam Vosko, who's a staff attorney with the Midwest Environmental Advocacy Group, talking about concentrating feeding operations. You know, it's interesting, you're hitting a couple of buttons here with me. A few years ago, there was, I don't know, now maybe 4, 5, 6 years, time goes by so fast I can't remember sometimes when these things actually come to the surface, but there were some laws passed that required farming to be much more environmentally focused. And the way that it was interpreted, or even the way it was passed, it more affected small family farms when it came to things like this and other things that could be inspected, the way animals are cared for, that sort of thing, which is important to any of us, I think, who care about our business and our farms and our families and what we're growing or feeding to not only the people who are buying our product, but the people that live in our house eat the same stuff. So these laws have not affected the big, powerful agribusinesses. When the laws were passed, many of them were focused on farms that earn less than $500,000 a year. I think it maybe went up to $900,000. But most of the smaller farmers got the brunt of the inspection. It was the Food Safety Act. And that's how it came. You're familiar with that, I'm sure. And so the small farmers were impacted and chased around. But how could anybody even imagine that these big, huge agribusinesses and feedlots were affected when you see the quality of the life that the animals live, the quality of the product, the milk that comes out of them, and then the focus that you have is what the heck do we do with all this manure? There's a lot of great things you could be doing with it if they weren't so economically focused. This is the easiest and cheapest way. Most of these places have big alfalfa fields around them, and they spread the manure on that. But then what are you finding? There's not enough land for the, because these concentrated feedlots are allowed. The way to get rid of the problem is to not allow these huge feedlots. I mean, it's pretty simple, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head there. Sure, they have a lot of alfalfa surrounding these fields, but when you're getting this, you know, consolidation of herd and a lot of CAFOs existing all in a similar area nearby each other, there isn't land base, you know, no matter what crop is on that field, you know, they're having to spread further and further away, and that's costing more and more, and it's becoming less and less likely that they're transporting, you know, two counties over just to spread on these fields. And so you're right, you know, the ultimate takeaway, the ultimate result of that is that we're seeing water being contaminated. We're seeing degradation of soil health in a lot of these areas where there's just too much manure being spread on too little land because all of the land is taking up, you know, massive amounts of nutrients from massive farms.
Yeah. So the thing that is going on, and this is why I do this program, because people confuse farming, many people, because we have so few people living on the farm now, less than 2% of the population earns its living on the farm. So the average person thinks all the food comes from the grocery store. They learned that lesson the hard way with the beginning of the pandemic when things ran out, and then people said, well, what's the problem? The problem is that the problem is pretty obvious, where things were coming from and how stuff was being shipped around, et cetera, et cetera. So, in this circumstance, I wonder if you'd give us an example of a lawsuit where you went after somebody, a specific company or concentrated feeding operation. You went to court, you managed to convince a jury that there was a problem here. Give us one of those stories, will you?
Sure. Yeah, this is a long one, but I think a really important one, and one that is still, you know, we're still working through it. So about a decade ago now, we filed a challenge to a permit that this farm in Kewaunee, so it, kind of up by Green Bay in Wisconsin, they had a Clean Water Act or a water discharge permit, and we filed a challenge to it, noting that they did not have enough. They weren't maintaining their manure basins adequately, and there was groundwater contamination throughout the entire county. Both E. coli and nitrates were well above any safe drinking water level or standard. And after that challenge, we went to an administrative law judge who agreed with us and called our Department of Natural Resources CAFO monitoring program, quote, a massive regulatory failure, unquote, and ordered that the farm have an animal unit limit, a maximum number of animals that they could have at the operation, as well as ordering groundwater monitoring at fields. Certainly something that could be burdensome for a smaller farmer, but these mega farms are causing massive contamination in the region. And so following that, the farm challenged that decision by the administrative law judge, and we went to circuit court, and they lost there, and we went to the Court of Appeals, and that went up to our state Supreme Court. And this last, what would that be, this last July, the Supreme Court agreed with our argument and said that these types of permit terms, the groundwater monitoring or just a basic limitation on how many animals could be at a farm because all the land is in use and the soil is, reaching levels of phosphorus, that, you know, is going to, we're going to start seeing restrictions on that level and groundwater is being contaminated and so is surface water, that, those permit terms are necessary to assure compliance with our state laws. And so You know, that was a nine-year litigation battle where we received a favorable result, and our Department of Natural Resources has only just started implementing that decision into the broader, you know, regulatory scheme. I will say, you know, that there's a high cost. The people that, you know, we brought this lawsuit on behalf of are just five residents of Kewaunee that have struggled over 9 years to deal with that contamination. They're farmers. They live just, like I said, downstream or down gradient of this operation, and they've, you know, it's both costly in time and emotion, and luckily not money, because we represented them pro bono. But it's been quite a battle, and you know, we'll be able to maybe report back soon how our Department of Natural Resources actually decides to start better regulating these entities. And some of this kind of reminds me of the point that you made earlier about the Food Safety Act. And I think about how while some of those laws, you know, really do negatively affect smaller farmers,
yep,
conversely, you know, a lot of these regulations specifically exempt these mega farms. You know, I think,
yeah,
of,
well, that's the point, yeah, I was making. All right, hold on a second. We'll continue. Got some more time with Adam Vosko to review a problem that small farmers have, and thus you, the public, has, whether you're a farmer or you're just using the product that comes from your local farms, there's a serious problem here, and it's not getting better. Even though I'm happy that Joe Biden addressed it, it needs some teeth. It needs, and one of the things that bothers me is we have these political games back and forth between the Democrats and the Republicans, and the one-upsmanship, and, you know, it's clear, if you look at the situation, neither party is doing you much of a favor. Do you have a problem sleeping, getting enough rest? As we get close to the time of year when you're going to have to be at your best, most of the farmers I know who are dairy people, they work around the clock anyway. But when it comes time to planting corn or getting out in the field, starting haying, whatever it is that you can do once we get good weather, that limits our ability to get a good night's rest. Along comes MyPillow.com with a special deal for those of you who use a code, the DJV code. Use that code, that promo code, when you go to MyPillow.com. Product catalog includes a complete sleep system. There's a wonderful mattress now they have that's a guaranteed 10-year warranty on it. Let's see, what else do we have? With this come the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, all 30% off right now. And there are, with the Giza Dream Sheets, you can get two for the price of one when you're buying just the sheets. But all sorts of discounts are available by going to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Mattress toppers themselves, the towels, the slippers, the dog beds, the weighted blankets that you needed earlier in the season when it was so darn cold. All the MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So make sure you find your favorite product. You patronize MyPillow.com by using the DJV code. When you click on the Radio Listener Specials zone, there's a box there. Just put DJV in. You get one free set of sheets right now when you buy one, but there are tons of other promotional things, up to 65% off on products. Slippers, as I mentioned, some of the blankets, bathrobes, they've got fabulous things in, even dog beds, in the product catalog. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Back now for a few more minutes with Adam Voskal, who is a staff attorney with Midwest Environmental Advocates. I was talking also before you came about some billboards in Wisconsin that I'm guessing you've seen. They were paid for by the ag supporters in a couple of counties with a focus on how people don't understand what's going on the farm and how important it is to understand your livelihood. This particular billboard I'm looking at was on Highway 70 eastbound, and it was put up there by the dairy cooperatives in those counties, because Wisconsin, big dairy, it's a big dairy state. So each one of the billboards cost $10,000, and the money came from the farmers in the area. Most people don't know. I think 96%, I saw this, 96% of all the farms in America are not the problem we're talking about. We're talking about 4%, but yet I'm talking about numbers of farms. But when you look at the number of animals that are there, that's the big problem. And so other than taking individuals to court, Adam, how do we fix this long term? Can we get some of these laws changed so that we can limit the number of cows that one operation has?
Sure. To some extent, it may vary by state or federally. Some of the work that we've done is looking at how these mega dairies contaminate groundwater and drinking water, and that falls under the state purview versus federally. But certainly there should be an opportunity to change some of these laws. And again, speaking from our state level, you know, we've worked pretty aggressively to find ways both to facilitate better practices or to find money to go to these smaller farms that are stewards of the land, that are actually improving the land rather than, you know, removing nutrients or in the inverse, overburdening the land with an aggressive amount of phosphorus. Some of that work is based off of clean water. Some of it is based off of a healthy economy in the state. And mm-hmm. I know that there's been some legislation that's been proposed federally that's looking at similarly trying to prevent the spread of CAFOs and the aggregation of CAFOs in the state. I'm thinking of, I can't remember the name of it, but it was proposed, I believe, both last legislative session and the one before
yep.
the Senate.
Yeah, it needs to be done. Farmers not only in Wisconsin, but around the Midwest, all around the country, need to get onto that legislation. If you want to save your family farm, you got to limit the size of these huge concentrated feeding operations. So you've done a great job calling that to our attention specifically here, Adam. Thank you for your work. Thanks for the attention. Thanks for the information. Adam Voskal can be reached at avoskal, V-O-S-K-U-I-L, at MidwestAdvocates.org. This is the American Family Farmer.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If I'm going to work from my home office, I need my home office to work for me.
It's possible at Staples.
To be most productive, my home office needs to have everything my office has.
Also possible, because your local Staples store has the tools, tech, and furniture you need to get work done from home. And right now, you can save up to $100 on select chairs to put the finishing touch on your home office. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. N35, in-store only while supplies last.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away,
doctor. No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's 53 after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer program. Don't forget, we get the podcasts every week. More and more people. We have thousands of people now listening to the podcast. Kind of cool. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you find the podcast. An example of a recent podcast. We talk about the controversial Georgia right to farm bill. We cover things that are going on individually, state by state, and we also talk about things that are talking points for all of us as we move ahead to try to save our land, literally and figuratively save the land for farming, but also save the land so you can grow stuff. We have a lady named Sarah Hill on the most recent podcast, who's director of the Crop Cover Summit. She talks about how no-till farming and strip-till farming, as far as applying things, the cover crops that we put on in the fall, what the best thing is for that. I learned some things listening to her, actually. I don't do no-till. I pretty much want to have the soil fresh. But I make sure, you know, from my point of view, that the soil doesn't have contaminants in it, which is kind of what we've been talking about the last couple of months, regenerative ag. You got to figure out how to best suit, and the best interest of our country in the food supply isn't being served and won't be served by the huge agribusinesses, as we keep focusing on that every week. Anyway, you can hear all the American Family Farmer podcasts. They're available without charge at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. So, some thoughts. This portion of the program usually brings me around to thinking, and my thoughts and comments become the focus for a couple of minutes. My question for all of us as we talk about dairy is whether or not we really need the federal milk marketing order. Most regions of the country have this federal milk marketing order. I don't think dairy farmers want to return to the prices that we're being paid, basically what farmers were paid in the 20s and 30s for World War II. The pricing issues are serious. They're not being addressed by government advocates. All we're getting is a lot of guff from inspectors who don't understand really what's going on the farm. More people trying to put you out of business. Big farmers ratting on small farmers or trying to make it difficult. Farmers throw up their hands. How can I live with these the price here? And they can't. I told you the story, I think, a couple of weeks ago about me traveling across upstate Vermont and across into upstate New York, where it used to have these farms, these beautiful dairy farms. And there would have been 40 or 50 probably along the route. There, I think I counted four, maybe five or six on both sides of Lake Champlain, which is a testament to how the big ag people have put the smaller guys out of business by creating ways to milk thousands of cows and get cheap milk. And, you know, that's all the big process. And we have, when George Bush was president, he allowed the Sweezer family, Dean Foods, to get a hold of basically 80, 85% of the fluid milk supply. So they controlled it, and they could do what they wanted, and they did. And there's still the impact of all that stuff is still being felt, whether you're dealing with the remnants of Dean Foods or some of the other offshoots, dairy marketing. It's outrageous what these people have gotten away with. And so my thoughts this week, focusing on what happens when the farmers get clever and creative. If they're in an area with a large population, four or five of them get together, they set up their own dairy and they produce their own milk and they sell it themselves. The hell with the milk marketing order and the hell with the stores. Sell it yourself on your own farm. But that's not possible with everybody. So how do we make it fair for the people who live in rural Vermont and rural New York and rural wherever? Where there aren't people that can just drive a few miles, come to your farm and pick up raw milk or processed milk. That's not a solution for them. The solution is that dairy cooperatives ought to be able to take their milk out of the federal order, which allows them to pull their milk out when the prices are down. It ought to be the market that determines what you get paid, not what the government says you should be paid. I think it's time the dairy farmers' cost of production be considered in the pricing of milk. If we're going to stick at this, the average cost, I know when I was milking, it was $24 a hundred. I think the national average now is about 22 and a half. And yet what's being paid? Some people as little as $13, $15. You can't survive that way. So it's time we started making a lot more noise so that we can get ourselves into a position of being, we're saving ourselves and not running away. And that would be my hope for the dairy industry. I'm Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer. It's harvest time.
Why should you trust?
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.